So I got a good look at the roof. They literally tarped until almost 9 o'clock. Can't remember. Well, I don't even know what day I'm on anymore. Saturday. Only company literally will come out 24 hours and serve pro and tarp your roof, you know, when you have severe damage. All these storms have destroyed the roof. One after another, the roof's done. A lot of soft spots. It's very dangerous up there. As they said, you gotta be careful where you step. You go right through the roof. My dad did that. He went through somebody's beams up in their attic. I don't know if he was on the roof. I don't know if he was on the roof and he fell through on a soft spot. I don't remember. I just remember I was in high school at the time, and the neighbor across the street is calling my mom about emergency that your husband fell through the, I believe it was a roof attic. It's not funny. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's not funny. It wasn't funny at the time. I'm sure they can laugh about it now, but I don't know if that was a soft spot or not. Then my grandmother's house, I had no idea. This is the kicker part. I had no idea my family sold my grandmother's house, which is my dad's mother, my grandmother. I was fortunate. You know what? There's the settlement I heard. I'm hearing a loud banging again. House is really bad settling. I just see a huge crack in the basement. Great. Where the gas line intake outtake pipe is located. That's just effing wonderful. I could cuss really if I wanted to. There's something to send a picture to Eric. Not that he's not doing anything. 2 days in a row, he's drunk, hasn't really done anything. Didn't even attend to anything at all past 24 hours. I had to really ask him, can you come over and get on the roof, because there's tacks that they dropped because it was nighttime, you know. Picked up all they could, but I picked some up off the ground. They got most of them, but they're on the roof. Don't want them roll off during the next storm coming up this coming week, because you step on one of those, go right to your foot. And, you know, he's like, I'm going to go up Vandalia and watch WrestleMania. I'm sorry. How old are you? 42? Okay. I'm just asking. Just my opinion. Title to it. WrestleMania 42. Oh, that's right. You don't have responsibilities. Oh, must be nice to get drunk and have alcohol problem every day. And then you have an excuse that you're not attending to anything and you're not going by anything on separation agreement. And I literally text him per attorney, ask him, what's a good court date for you in June? That is before if even we get to June. Because the way it's going right now, we're not going to make it till June. And he knows it. I'm not going to get into that. Some things, as a friend in another county said, you just got to let the element of surprise. Because he knows what he's not doing. And he likes to manipulate people. And he likes to spend money, you know. And I'm not going to go there. But anyway, yeah, there's a settlement. I take a picture and send it to Eric. Another thing he won't do. This is literally an intake-outtake pipe. I was literally sleeping and I heard this loud bang, and it literally shook the house. And I know it's the house settling right back where we were in the beginning. The foreclosure, or the house, what, I can't even get so much of my mind. The whatever the hell it's called, not the release, but disclosure. It was fraudulent as hell. It was fraudulent as effing hell. They sold this house, they hid, you know what, to sell. That's all they did. I don't need neighbors telling me, the lady down the street. At least she was honest about it. Anyway, here's a settlement. Huge crack going where the intake-outtake pipe for gas is. That's just effing wonderful. I don't know where I was getting to this. Anyway, I was contacting, had to contact Surf Pro again because Eric's out drunk watching WrestleMania in Vandalia, Ohio, because I just want everybody to know this guy literally, this is not a joke. This guy acts like he's 16 years old, he's 42. He has a live legal document with no expiration. We all know what happens when you don't go by your live legal document and there's a case building up against you and they have just an arm's length of stuff. You're effed. Sorry, I'm just going to say it. Anyway, he's going to have to be taking care of this, but he probably won't. He'll probably be up in, I don't know, maybe down Austin, Texas, drinking beer down there and getting drunk. Yeah, maybe he'll meet, you know, I'm gonna unzip it right there while the going's good, because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I can say a lot right now. But I had to contact Surf Pro because I'm like, I literally got to see outside. I'm like, oh yeah, they're right. They used every tarp they had. It wasn't enough. So I figured, you know, contact them tonight. And it's supposed to do a storm again, what, Wednesday, Thursday next week? Hell, it's all it does. I'm gonna have to have them. I got off the phone with the superior. He's been really, really nice, and he understands the urgency in that. So they're gonna come out hopefully tomorrow. They got to get big tarps. And just as he said, I said, yeah, I had them doing the whole roof. I mean, storm after storm after storm, roof's done. And I don't want to go into the grant paperwork from last year. I'm not getting into that. Everybody already knows. You know the situation. Just don't get doing stuff. If you've ever gotten in trouble with the state on Adult Protective Services, you ever been in trouble with the state and you're on a case, you are flagged. If you ever get in trouble with Adult Protective Services, anybody ever turns you in with Adult Protective Services, I'm going to say this from attorney's standpoint of view, how I was explained. That stuff stays on radar. It stays on your radar. You are on radar for the rest of your life. You don't want to sit there and neglect your care again on anybody, because it's a good way, as you said, to get locked up. You don't want to do that stuff. If you know what you're doing and not doing, and you are already Adult Protective Services under a microscope, don't want to mess up again. That's a learning curve, learning lesson, especially if they give you leniency. Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that stuff. That stuff is not to play around with at all. Sorry, folks, man. People got to help each other out. You know, you got to help one another out. I mean, that's just decency and morals, man. I don't know what the hell happened with the world, man. It's messed up. I'm not the only one saying it. Everybody is. All my friends text, and it's like, as they said, you know, it's just like it is. They laugh at the box of Cracker Jacks. Every day it is. It's to everybody. A friend of mine was talking how he has 3 boys and 2 girls, and he's like, it's costing me a fortune just in groceries. I mean, literally, have you noticed the price of stuff? It's like $1, $2 every time you go. Everything's going up. I said, I know. He's like, you know, we're having to cut costs using coupons. And he's working full time and part time, and wife's home taking care of, their young boys. And like he said, it's ridiculous, It's horrible. As he said, everybody's going to end up living in the car sooner or later. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Everybody's going to end up being affected if something doesn't get turned around in the United States. It's getting bad. People with good jobs, and they're hurting. You know something's going on. Sorry, but I'm just going to say, because everybody's talking, we're all saying it anyway. What the hell happened to the world? It's just like hell in a basket, going downhill one way. 2023, you thought the pandemic was bad? This year's been worse. I don't know if it's God saying, I'm going to teach y'all a lesson on Earth. I mean, it seems like it, doesn't it? Like they said, God's going to strike us with lightning. He struck us with lightning. He struck us with lightning, tornadoes, hail, wind damage. I'm sorry. God's literally up in heaven. I think he has a comedy club, and he's literally getting last laugh. That's right. We're all paying for it. Like, I will teach you all something. Global warming climate. Okay, you want to keep the ozone layer destroying it? Here, I'm going to strike you with lightning, thunder, rain. I feel like it never ends. Lonely times when I could not find a friend, and I always thought that I'd see you again. Sorry, it was a song. I'm serious. Talk about seeing you again. What was the chances and odds of it? What was the chances of this? What was the chances of this? This is the craziest thing. This happened literally. I had to go to Walmart. I'm like, I'm going to get my fur kids some little cute things, not going hog wild this year. Who can financially? For Easter, I treat my fur kids like kids, get them little cute little baskets. I've been doing this for eons, I'm sorry, folks who have human children, okay? I went through infertility and all that crap. I went through all that, all right? It wasn't successful, okay? And these are my kids. I treat them as such. I wanted 6 kids, 3 boys, 3 girls. Didn't work. But I was literally at Walmart, and I thought, what is the chances of this happening? First of all, I'm in the Easter aisle, and you have those, Good Friday candles, Easter candles, Catholic candles, I'm going to take a picture of the candle. This literally was the only candle on the shelf, and it was in a strange place. It didn't look like it belonged there, but it belonged in the Easter section. Guardian angel candle. This picture on the candle, now this is strange, is the picture that is on my aunt Rosemary's grave, etched on her headstone. I have never seen a candle with that picture. And I saw that picture and I knew darn well where I saw that picture and where it's at. It's on my Aunt Rosemary. I called her Aunt Rose. Still call her Aunt Rose. Yeah, I still talk to her. She's in heaven, but our loved ones listen. Literally, this is on her headstone. If that is not ironic enough, I'm not joking. And I know she's saying, you know. She's thinking of me. You know, she always said she always look out for me. I believe our loved ones still do. They don't need to be here physically. Spiritually, I believe that. I go to checkout, and I'm not joking. I'm looking at this girl, and I don't know why I look at the name badge. I never look at the name badges. I see this little smiley Walmart sticker, you know, smiley face sticker. And what is her name? Rosemary. I literally just was shocked for a second, and then I looked at it again, and I literally smiled, and I thought, man, oh man, if that's not my aunt saying hello, I don't know what is. I had a podcast sex. That was just the most ironic thing ever. The girl at the register is probably like, why is she like smiling, whatever. And I wanted to say something. I'm like, I'm just not going to, you know, this is something for me and nobody else, you know? Wow. I have never seen anyone except for my aunt's name badge named Rosemary anywhere, whether alone Walmart. And let me tell you how ironic it truly is. My aunt could have retired. She worked for this place for eons. And she had a name badge. And the last time I saw Rosemary on name badge was her name badge with that same smiley face, because my aunt worked in Ohio Walmart. Yeah, the candle and the name badge, Walmart. I'm telling you, you gotta look for signs. Signs there for loved ones, and something like that, you know darn well. I know darn well it was my aunt. There's no way, shape, or form I have never, ever in my lifetime have seen any name badge, whether than Walmart, Rosemary. And then the candle. Here's a candle. I don't like candles, but I bought this candle. And I realized that angel with the young girl on my aunt's headstone is a guardian angel. The candle told me so. And then I check out Rosemary. Yeah, I know. I just sat in the car and smiled. I thought, what are the chances of that? There is none. I'm never going to see that again. Because sometimes when your loved ones, I mean, they send signs, I believe that, because I've had signs before, plenty of signs. Always seeing hearts and walls and on concrete and yarn. I mean, the vacuum, go to unplug the vacuum, and literally there's a shape of a heart in the vacuum cord. I mean, come on, I'm not Houdini. I can't sit there and create a heart when I unplug the vacuum. That's a sign, if you look it up, hearts are that your loved ones are saying hi and looking out for you. Can you believe that? I had to do a podcast. I had to do it. It's a little bit past Sunday, but my Sundays are reset days. But literally, chances of that are ironic. What I'm getting back to is have to have ServPro come out. ServPro, because I want to plug ServPro, water restoration. They are a franchise business, but there are parts of their franchise that do tarps. They do secure your roof. If you need someone right away and you're 24 hours, and let's face it, everybody's dealing with issues with their property, and a lot of people are dealing with issues with their roof, call ServPro. I'm gonna literally just put down here ServPro, and they will get a hold of the person in charge. And if it's not the right franchise branch and they don't do your tarps and the roofing, you know, roofing and putting the tarps down, they will connect you with the ServPro that's closest to you. That will come out, and they will come out when you need them out. 24 hours, 7 days a week on call, and they will come out and take care of you and make sure you get what you need. But unfortunately, we have another appointment Monday or Tuesday and get the rest of the tarps. Just tarp the whole damn roof. It is what it is, you know. It's just like I said, just many, many lessons, you know. It was very stressful. I would say Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And today I'm just realizing, okay, I have to go back and remember what that stress did. It made me feel not good. I had breakthrough pain because I was allowing myself to get stressed, okay? I'm not saying we all need to release, especially what I'm going through. You have to release. You can't let this stuff build up. But I'm telling you how I feel after I release and get out of my system. As I woke up, and it's yesterday when I woke up, and you know, I did not have that stress. I did not feel that anxiety and that weight, you know, and you feel that heaviness. You have to release. Everybody's struggling with something right now. This world is damn crazy. The weather is, I think, just going to get worse. I think this is just, like I said, a Karen Carpenter song. It's only just begun. Because it has. We're not even into the main storm season of summer yet. Yet. Okay? Get yourself prepared no matter what this year, especially for weather. Make sure you have canned goods and things and batteries and that. Don't wait until it's too late. Make sure if you don't have a basement, you have somewhere where you can shelter down, hunker down. If you have a storm cellar, make sure the door is secure. You know, it's better to be safe and prepared, you know, because we look at all the people in these cities that literally got hit with these huge tornadoes and never seen anything like it in eons. And they didn't feel like they needed to be prepared, because who the heck would have thought a tornado would be in the places that touched down just since Friday. It just goes to tell you, you just never know. But be prepared, get yourself prepared, and like I say, for 2023, I thought it was 2022, but expect the unexpected. Expect anything. Have expectations of expectations. I'm just looking, I get it. If this is cracked in the basement, I can see it this bad. Where the intake outtake pipe for the furnace and gas is, I can just imagine what's on the outside. It's house. Tom Hanks, if you need Money Pit Part 2, I'm going to say I'll save the production some money. I have the house just for you. Just for you. Just for you.